point of just being a cliche. In fact, it's been so difficult. There's even entire industries around showing the year exactly what we think of it. I saw recently someone came out with a necklace. They took the numbers 2020 and they reshaped them into a hand, making an obscene gesture to give the year a good idea of what we think of it. This necklace sold out in minutes upon being put up for order. But let's just imagine for a moment that everything that had gone wrong this year were to suddenly change. If the pandemic were just over tomorrow, would things really be any better? Well, probably not. We'd actually just be back in the world that we had before. And I don't remember people being all that happy about it. We'd be back into a world that's filled with poverty and injustice, racism, violence, and war. Nothing will really have improved. And that's a sad reality, but it's a reality we have to deal with. If we are looking for peace, and we depend upon the world for that peace, then we're never going to find it, because the world never really seems to get any better. The truth is, the world can't give us peace. It's the wrong place to look. No matter what problems we solve in it, we're going to find new problems that need to be solved, new things that make us just as miserable as all the old things we put behind us. If we want authentic and lasting peace, we need to look to the example of the Blessed Virgin, someone who found real peace in this world. And she found it not in the world itself, but in Christ. In listening to and receiving the Word of God, she allowed the Word to rest within her heart, to come to fruition, to give birth to Christ in the world, and that is what gave her peace. It didn't matter what was happening around her. It didn't matter what people said to her. No one could take that peace from her because she held it deep within her heart and she trusted in it. The same is true for all of us. If we would stop seeking outside to find what we want and look rather within our own hearts where God speaks to us, and allow His Word to dwell within us, we too could find peace. If we would nurture that Word, sit in silence and listen to it, and allow it to pervade our souls, we would find a peace that no one can take away from us. It wouldn't matter if this pandemic were to last another 100 years, if new wars cropped up every day, we would be fine because we would have that deep and abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. We would recognize that God's providence is always at work in the world, that God is in control, and ultimately He will triumph in this world. Nothing could disturb us or take that from us. As we move into this new year, we must spend more time in prayer. We must spend more time listening to the Word of God and allowing it to sit within our hearts. That is the only place that we will find peace and solace and prepare us for whatever this world may bring in this new year.